are from the Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Hakayisev leishtoi din odvarim ein li b'nechsayich. So he was mesalik himself from his schus and her nechosim. So which schus was he mesalik himself from? Hareza oichel peiris b'chayel. The schus achilas peiris, I do not assume he was mesalik himself from. He can still continue eating peiris. Ve'imeisa yorsho. And if she dies, so he yashin, so he wasn't mesalik himself from Yerusha either. In kain lemakos of lo dinu dvorim eli b'nechsayich. So what does he want to be mesalik himself from? Shimocho v'nos nakayim. That lemaisa, without this siluk, the din would be that if she sold the karka, so automatically his schus achilas peiris would be nifka. We had mentioned in the previous peirik, Yosha Shachar wants to say that even though he has, let's say, a kinyan karka lepeiris, but the karka lepeiris he only has if it's her karka. So theoretically, if she sold the karka, his schus karka lepeiris should disintegrate. The Chazal were malim his koyach that it doesn't disintegrate. They gave him this schus, and Adarab Shem Gamliel said al chadoshim on the mitzvahim. Why it is that way? But al kaponim they gave him a schus that if she sells the karka, his karka lepeiris still remains. So we say that he wanted to be mistalik from the karka in this schus. So that's the other schusim he doesn't have intentions to be mistalik himself from. He only wants to be mistalik himself from this schus, that if she'll sell the karka, that the mekach will be kaim and he'll lose his karka lepeiris. What if he was more explicit? Kosov lo din advom eile b'nechsayich ube peiroiseyem, areizeno ichol peiris b'chayel. So then we see that he wants to be mesalik himself from the schus achilas peiris. Ve'imeisa yerusha. But he wasn't mesalik himself from the schus yerusha. Rab Yehuda oimer, La'olam oichel peire peiris, at sheyichtav lo din advarim ein li b'nechsayich ubepeire peirisem ad olam. Rabbi Yehuda says, afilo he mentioned din advarim ein li b'peirisem. Peirisem only includes the peiris of the karka, but the peire peiris, he had no intentions of being mesalik himself. Unless he writes specifically, Peire Peiresem Adoylam. Kosav lo, din odvorim ein li b'nechsayich, ube Peiresem, ube Peiresem, b'chayayich uve Moiseich, en eichu Peires b'chayav, imeisa ein ayersho. We'll see later in the Gemara that there's a klal of yad balashtar ala tachtayne, that means he was mesalik himself from, if we don't have any proof that he's mesalik himself from everything, so we say he's only mesalik himself from the smallest chus. Unless he's mefarit, that he wants mesalik himself for more. So, if he wants mesalik himself for everything, he has to write, dinadvom eli b'nechsayich, ha-peresem, ve-pere-peresem, b'chayich, ha-vamoyseich, then in Eichel Peres Bachayev, he may so ain't a Yosho. Then he doesn't Yarshin her either. Then he was nostalgic from all the schusim he had in her karkois. Abishim Gamliel Oimer, he may so Yiroshenu. He can never be mesalik himself from דסחוס ירושה מבני שמאסנה מה שכוסו בתוירה. למאסנה מה שכוסו בתוירה תנו אי בוטו. הקויסף זקטרש אם כן לא מקוסו לא בגמור מפורש טיימה. Why we say that he meant to be misalik himself from this chus and not from another chus? Ochi garsin Rabbi Yehuda ima lo'ila moichel peire peiris. But more meforish, Elohim peire peiris, what falls into the category of peire peiris? Shemasne amashe koso batoira. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that he can never be misalik himself from Ha-Yerusha, because in a Torah, he yarshens her. Because so that he holds Yerusha's habal d'yereise. He holds that a husband yarshens a wife in a Torah. Be-bobe basre nafgelon me-haikro. It says in the Posik, Nesatem es nachlosoi, b'mein achim lo'oviv. The parsha speaks about the Seder HaYerusha, Ishke Yombos Ben Eloi, Vartam Asachlos Elevite, Ben Loi Bas, then it says, he gives to the Achim, Ben Loi Achim, Satem Nachlos Elachei Oviv, Himein Achim Lo Oviv, so there's no uncles, there's no father, there's no brothers, there's no children. So the Pasuk says further, Nesatem, as nachlose l'sheiroi akorav eilov mi mishpachte v'yoresh oiso. So, poshim pshat is, you give it to the closest relative. Now, v'yoresh oiso, hai v'yoresh oiso yiseirohu. The v'yoresh oiso is miyuta, it's extra. L'droshe. That means that the Pasuk is only telling us that if we don't have the mentioned Krivim, so you give it the Korev Elov, the closest relative you give the Yerusha to. They finished. That's what you do. You give the Nachle. Now, why does it have to say v'yoresh oisa? So, haivo yoresh oisa yiseiruhu lidroshe. Shoha'ish yoresh es she'eroi u'sheiroi zu'ishtoi. That this extra two words is coming to tell us that a husband yashin's a wife. Va'af al gav de she'eroi dekro lav ishtoi hu. Now, the posik, if you learn pshat, she'eroi does not mean his wife. Doksiv bei, because in the pasuk it says nesatem es nachlosoi lisheiroi akorav elov mimishpachtoi. So it can't mean you give his nachle to his wife. Velekala meimishet tireh shoisha es bailo, which that is the mashmois of the pasuk nesatem es nachlosoi lisheiroi domimishpachtoi ksiv. It says, "Usheira Yaakov Elov mi mishpachtoi." Aish is not a mishpoche. Mishpachas av kruye mishpoche. Whenever the Torah mentions mishpachosom leveis avoisom, mishpoche is called a mishpoche, a kuvim mitzatov. A wife is not a kuvim mitzatov. Miu, so this she'eroi is like a sore thumb. But we have another two extra words, which also are sore thumb, v'yoresh oiso. Is miu gabi kro yeseire de v'yoresh oiso toshinen hochi. So we take the she'eroi, we take the lamed of the she'eroi, the Gemara calls it geirim u'maisifin, we take out a word, a letter here, and we add it there. It's very interesting, oifin of darshening. So the Gemara darshins darshin enoch in the satem es nach losoi le the lamed of l'sheira you put in the korev elov the satem es nach losoi le korev elov mimishpachti. That makes sense. You give the nachla to the krovim she'eroi anudin. If his wife dies v'yorash oiso ha'ish yoresh es ishtoi. So that is the makir that a husband yarshins a wife. So it's a deraisa, v'chol amasne, Aber Peres takant rabboni motzi lasnuye elayu. Peres, he could be masna. Let us see Tosfos. Akoisev leishtoi dinet vorm eili menechsayach. Hareze oichel Peres. Vohodis nan becheska sabatim. That a person like this is din cheskas habatim sholishonim batim asod sholishonim. If a person is living in a field for 3 years and then later the morikama comes and says that he gazled it, and where's your shtar? So after 3 years of imacho, that's a raya that he purchased it, and then he doesn't have to watch the shtar, and it belongs to the machzik. But it says, v'loy le'ish chazoke benichse ishtoi. If a husband was in his wife's field for 3 years, he doesn't get a chazoke. Oporich bigmore pshite, kimen mishabat, mishtabad no leila peire, peire de kuachel. I mean, where do you have any raya whatsoever that he purchased the karka? He's sitting in the karka and eating the peiris, well, the peiris belong to him. So the Gemara says, leitzriche de kosev lo dinet vorm eili benachsai. No, he's speaking about it, he wrote dinet vorm eili benachsai. So Mameli does name as Chusachilas Peres. Vafal Pikein is Ein Lechazok. So Taisva says, that's no Teret. Dinet Vom Eli Ben Nechsayach, it says in our Mishnah, Hareza Eichel Peres. So that doesn't stand for the Kasha. The Dinet Vorem only accomplishes if she'll sell the Karka, the Mekach is Borto, but he still eats the Peres. The Mekach is Kaim, I'm sorry, if he sells the Karka, the Mekach is Kaim, but he still is a Chusachilas Peres. So Taisva says, Lav Davke, that what the Gemara says, he wrote Tadin Vam Nechsayach, Lav Davke, Din Kenakati Mishavdi Lelaperi, didn't answer the Kasha. Lechosh Laharich, the Gemara, that's not the sugi over there, what you have to write exactly in order to lose the Schus Achilas Peres. Abavairi the Kosovlo, didn't Vam, Eli Nechsayach, but Peres same. That's what the Gemara means. He wrote Beferish that he's Mesalik himself from the Schus Achilas Peres. What if he writes, Dinet Vom Ein Liben Nechsach Beperesem Bechayayich Uvemoyseich? So then, Ein Eichel Peres Bechayel. Beroiv Sforim Garsinen Beperes, Peresem. That's Argirso also. Well, this is the Nusach that is Mesalik himself from everything. Ein li benechsayach beperesem, bepere besem bechayach, vamoisach ein echo peres bechayel. Betzorech loimer, the sosam long kerab Yehude, that peres alone is not a silicon peres. Vim taimer tivshid mehoche begmorad ad oilom lav davke, midlei tonolei. The Gemara is mesupik if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loyel moichel peyre peshet shichlov dinet vorm ein li benachsach beperesem beperi pesem ad oilam. So the Gemara is mesupik, you need the ad oilam also. Was beperi peresem sufficient? Now, if the Mishnah later is coming to be soisem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to write peyre peresem, and here it doesn't say ad oilam, so we can be poishit, the Gemara that's sofik of according to Abiyud, you have to write Adoylam. Close, you don't write Adoylam. Taimat tivshit ma'oche b'gmorad Adoylam lavdak b'latom delay, since here we're soisim like Abiyud, we didn't write it. V'shem alechosh laharich alalistem ker Abiyud. The Tana doesn't want to go in all the proti, didn't he just wants to show you that he soisim like Abiyud, that in order to be nostalgic from Peri Peres, you have to say Beferish in the Loshna Silik, Beperis Peresay. You have to say more Adoylam, but he's not going into all the Pratim of Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara, Toni Rabbi Chiye, Ha'ima Le'ishtoi. Rabbi Chiya said, and the Mishnah said, "Akaisav lishtoi." So one would think that it only works if he wrote her a shtar saying dina dvorim ein li bin nechsayich. So Rabbi Chiya said, you don't have to write. Afilo he says dina dvorim ein li bin nechsayich, it's also sufficient. What does Rashi say? Tani Rabbi Chaya Himmel Ishtev, Loi Tani Koisev, Tashmini De Bamir Balmen Nami Solik Navshi, Loi Shum Kinyin, Yoni De Kinyin Chalipin, Oksivet, Yoni De Shtal. If he says it, Din Advar Meili Ben Nersayach, it helps. Frag the Gemore, Rabbi Chaya, you're saying a big Chiddish that Afil Amira helps. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand why even Ksiva helps. And because of lo hochi, my habit. A fellow he writes in the dvorm ainli bin nechsayach, I don't understand why it helps. For Sanya, we learned in a baraisa, ha'ima lachabeiroi, din udvorim ainli al sodezu, ve ainli eisik bo, ve yodi misulekes emeno, lo yomaklu. That means the Baraisa says, if you have two shutfim, and one of the shutfim writes, din udvorim ainli al sodah. So I don't have din udvorim on this sodah. Or he said another lotion, ainli yesig bo yodim silokes amen. Loi omaklum. So what does that mean? That means if you're a shutf in a karke, so by saying you want to be misalik yourself from the karke, or even writing, I want to be misalik myself from the karke, it doesn't help. There's no such thing. There's kinyonim, there's hefker. If you say hefker, it's hefker. But, there's a hakno, there's matone. But some as I saying or writing, I'm misalik myself from this karke, nothing happens. There's no such thing of, that means if you have a bailis, so you can't be misalik yourself. So how does it help? Let us see Rashi. V'chikos of lo my habe, v'choshkein amira. You're telling me that afil amira is good. I don't even understand how ksiv is good. Ho'ayma l'chaveri, ki goin sodi shal shutfim. V'oma echad l'chaveri, echad min olashaynis halolu. Bein b'ksive, bein b'amire, it doesn't help. Le'a maklum, the ain kan loshen matone, and a loshen siluk does not help on a bailus that one possesses. If you own something, you can't be misalik yourself from it. You have to be maknid. There's no such chalais of siluk if you have bailus. Omri devei rabiana, because of lo va'oida arusa. It's speaking about that this was written before he acquired any schus in the karka. Because of lo va'oida arusa, vadai, mi'isha karka shaloi, if the karka would be his, u'bolitne lechaveiroi, and he wants to give it to the chava, to the shutav, tzorech loshen maton, Umasnisen bekoisev lo acheloi zoche benachosem. He wasn't zoichen de nachosem. Umasne imo sheloi yiske behem lichshi yisa en. Then he makes that nai that I don't want to be zoichen de nachosem. I don't want to get a schus through the nesuim. Vein zoich loshen matone. So vadish, you don't need a loshen matone. He's not giving anything away. He doesn't have anything yet. He's going to acquire with the Nisuin, and he says, I don't want to acquire with the Nisuin. So if a person is misalik himself before he acquires it, so that helps. That helps. Kinder Rav Kahane, the Omar Rav Kahane, Nachlo habolo lo odom mimoke macher odom masna leo shalo yirosheno. If one is aimed to get a certain schus, he could be masna, he doesn't want to get it. וכדרובה, דמרו ואימר יפשי בתקונס חכומים כגוין זו, שיימם לוי. מי כגוין זו? כדרבון אמריו, דמרבון אמריו, יכוי לאישו שתאימה לבילה, איני נזיינס ואיני יויס. ודסי רש. ממוקי מאחר, שאינו ירושס אבויסוב, אלא ידי מייסוב טוב אלוי. He's going to acquire it through what he's doing. Koy nachlas ishtoy habol loy al yedei nisuin shaloy. That through the nisuin that he's making, he'll be zoiche to get a schus and on the chosim. To hoyul mishum takanto didei tikin rabonon. Since the whole thing is a takone da rabonon, לצורכוי, והוא בעולים חלולו, ומייכל וכתרבוני, that means this does not need the official gdorim of Kenyan. He's the chachomim are supposed to be misakin for every nosu yaschus in the kalke, so if he doesn't want it, so he doesn't get it. בתקונס חכמים שתיקנו לטויבוסי, this was a תקונה לטויבוסי, ואינו טויבולי, I don't want it. כגוין זו, לכמה מפורש שהייתמו, מי כגוין זו, ההיכה אומרו רובד, כדרב הונה, רובד סד על רב הונה, המזיינה שתיקנו לאישה תחס מייסי יודל. They were mesakin that he gives her mezaynis for the ma'isa yodayim that she'll work for him. Ve'i omro i'evshi b'takone zu shetikno chachomim l'teivosi. I don't want this takone that they were mesakin l'teivosi. Shechoshu l'chol anoshim. The Chazal were afraid by all women. Zimnin d'loisovkilu mezaynis. The Maisa Yodayim. Maybe their Maisa Yodayim will not be sufficient for their Mizainis. If that means if every woman will be self-supporting, maybe she'll end up being hungry. She won't be able to be self-supporting. Fitikno lehen Mizainis. And he said, no, the husband has to support the wife. Who Maisa Yodayim Labal. That was their takona. So it was a takona l'toiva sa'ishe. Ani eina tzricha l'kach. I don't need this takona. Yevshi b'takona s'chachamim. Why not? Muneges ani. I'm a ishe mufunekes. V'yevshi lasis meloche. I don't want to work. This takona, it's very good, yashekoyach. But there's a catch to it. You have to work. I don't want to work. What's with the food? Emsalim is Inus. We'll get food stamps. That's the problem. I don't need, but their takone that they said he should sell me to Mizainus, and for that, I don't want it. Oh yeah, that's one way we can understand that she didn't want the takone. Oh yeshli umnis yekore yesal kedei mezainis. If I can't, I'm a professional. I have a good job. I should work for him. If I can't, I'll work for myself. I can be self-supporting. I don't have to work for him. So memela. So we have a cloud. We see by a takonis chachomim, it helps a loshen siluk, yevshi. So the Gemara asks, ihochi, if that's together, afilu nesu enami. So what does Rashi say? Ihochi, the time im shum takanta di dehu, you're telling me, that really, Nilchus Choshen Mishpat, this wouldn't work. No, the time Mishum Takanta Didehu, it's his takone v'yochel limcholei. So my itzdech the way Rabbi Yani looked me because of lo v'oida arusa sabzagans. We had a whole akdama before. It was written. The was written when she was still in arusa. Afilu nesua nami. Afilu she's a nesua. Any nizaynis v'any ois is also speaking about a nesua. Which for kelch is a nesua. There's a takona mizaynis. Any nizaynis it's a takona. I don't want it. So here it's a takona for him. He doesn't want it. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi nesua yodoi ki yodo. Rav Amar yodoi adife mi yodo. Nafke mino l'shemeres yovon. Now the Gemara is answering as follows, that by nesua it can help, because yodoi ki yodo. We'll see soon in Rashi what that means. Then the Gemara says, you know, this lashon of yodoi ki yodo is debatable. Rava holds yodoi adife mi yodo. Now this adife mi yodo or ki yodo has nothing to do with Mesechtes Ksubis Taf Pei Gimel. Yodoi ki yodo is sufficient that he can't be misalik himself al yodoi ki yodo. But al kolponim there is a machlokes if yodoi ki yodo or yodoi adife mi yodo, which is negeya shemeres yovam. So that's why the Gemara brings down. I'm telling you, there's a lashon of Abai. There's a lot. Abai ol jodei ki yodo, rab ol jodei difim yodo. But that's not negeya asugye. That's negeya asugye in yevomis. But al kaponim, since it is at least yodoi ki yodo, that is why he can't be misalik himself after Nisuin, and that's why we need Dafke before the Nisuin. Dr. Ash. Yodoi ki yodo. Varehu ki shutef ben. That means he has already a schus in the karke. He's ki shutef ben. He's a shutef in the karke. The kivin shanachosim shaloi. Toich loshen matone, vein moyo bo loshen din udvorn. That means, after the nisuin, so he has a bailus in the karke, bidigmor means he has a karke le peiris, she's a bal in the karke ready. So such a loshen won't help. So there you need a loshen matone. So he has to give away what he has. He can't be misalik. That's why Rabbi Yani had to say it's speaking about that he wrote this b'shas erisim, that he should not acquire these chusim with the nisuin. Navke mine le shemeres yovam. Kloima. Linyindine dvorim loy pligi. Gabi, what we're speaking about, that dine dvorim will not help after nisuim, that is no, that there's no machlokes between Rav and Abaye. De bein yodoi ki yodo. U bein yodoi adife mi yodo, ein moil bo loshen din edvorim lesalka. He can't be misalik himself with such a loshen. That's a davar muskim. U plukte dabaye berove, this machloikis yodoi adife mi yodo, linyin shemeres yov mitzr, this is negeya shemeres yov. U bi yevomis iflike bo abaye berove bepeire kacholitz, gabi mas nisen, de pirken delel beishe. This Mishnah, we had it in the previous Perek. Shemeres Yovam Shanoflo Lo Nechosim. A Shemeres Yovam that Yarshind Nechosim. Diktoni Meise Mayase Biksubosa Nechosim Ayoitzim Nechnosim Imo. Ve'ivlegu be'shamay u'be'silo. Now, there is, let us not get into the oimek hamachloikis, but there's a machloik, the oimek hasofik, but there is a sofik, a shemeres yovom, that's falling to the yovom, let's say by nichsei meluk, is the Yovam who as yet was not miyabim her, is he able to be zeichen de nechosim? Is such a tzadi should be able to be zeichen de nechosim? Or maybe he's not zeichen de nechosim, maybe hoyer shema zeichen de nechosim. So that is a yevomistik yesugye, what the oimek hadvorim is, why he should be zeichen, why he shouldn't be zeichen. We don't have to get into that. But since there is a sofik, ve'ivluku be'shamay u'be'silo. So there's a machlokes be'shamay and be'silo, what to do after the sofik. Ve'uki abaye pluktayu b'shenoflo lo k'shehi tachtov debal. So Abaye said, the machlokes be'shamay silo is speaking about that she yarshin the nechosim when the husband was still alive. Bechayei balo rishoin, kasover Abaye yode ki yodo. So Abaye holds, when the husband was still alive, the bailus in these nechosim was yodo ki yodo. There's an equal bailus between her and him. Lefichach, so since between her and him there was an equal bailus, Shemes, now when he died, v'novlo lifnei yovam u'meiso ad sheloi nisyavme. So now we have yorsheho v'yorsheyabal shneim boim lirish. So now both of them are coming to yashin denichsei meluk. Zemi koyach achaisoi v'zemi koyach ochiv. That means the Yovam is coming to Yarshin Mitzad Ochiv Ameis. Her brother is coming to Yarshin Mitzad Her. And the Bailis that existed, Bechaye Baila, was an equal Bailis. Yodoi ki Yodo. So they had equal Bailis, Bechaye Shneim. So now there's a Sofik, how is the Yerushin Niskayim? So on this sofik, lebeishamei chalukah adifah. So beishamei said, so you make chalukah. That means both of them had equal ownership in the karka. So now we have a sofik in hilchas yerusha, so we say chalukah. Ule beisilu, chazoki kemaisa adifah. Beisilu holds that no. In the Sofik, we should go bossa the Cheskas Morikame. Lefikach nirsei meluk becheskas yorshei ho'ov. So Beisilul holds, no, since we don't know, that's right, that Bishas, they were both alive, they were equal Bailam, but we have a Sofik, who yashins it now, so we still don't have the Morikame of yorshei ho'ov. Upoli grove ad abai, na rove schoile kan abai, da oma, i de noflu lok shehi tachtov, if the Mishnah would be speaking about noflu lok shehi tachtov, the kuli alme yoda shall bal adifa mi yoda, that is bailis bechaye shneim, he is a bigger bailus. Urshemeis, and when he dies, Omad Ochiv liyabo bimkoimoi. Now the Ochiv that wants to be miyabo is bimokim abal, v'reihu kemoisoi. V'imeisok shishemeres yovim ein liyersheo ben klum. That means since bechayehem, it was yodoy adifo miyodo, so Memele, Beishamai would never say Chalkim. because the nechosim are coming from a matzah that it was yoda yedivim yoda. Masnisin the beishamai the nov lok shishem meres yovam. They're speaking about that she first yashined it when she was a shemeres yovam, not tacht of the bow, and then beishamai holds it a sofik ashokum. Okay. Now let us see Tosfos. The only Yisigbo we had that if a person the shutvim in a field and he says only Yisigbo, so it doesn't work. You can't. That is not. You cannot. The bailus you have is not sufficient to be misalikid by saying Eli Yesigbo. You have to be maknit. Vim toima, damrinam basheleyach. Kabi amoicha avdei lo'ivet keichovm, yeitzei ben choyren, b'tzorach get shicha. If a person sells his evik nani to a goy, so he goes out free, but he needs a get shicha from the other inherition. If he had written when he sold them, he gave him oinoi zeu shechuloi. My oinoi, Omar Rav Sheisef, the kosav loi, he gave a shtar to the eved, l'chshetivrach mimenu einli esek boch. That he wrote, he gave to the eved, I'm selling you now to a goy, between you and me, I would advise you to run away from him. And nuchshetivrach mimenu ainli esek boch. I have nothing to do with you, and that is a shtar shichu. Mashmi de ainli esek boch avi loshen toy. This is a loshen shichu. That means that even though it's a loshen siluk, it seems it's good. And here we say, ain li esek boch is no good. Ne le rashbe den li esek boch habe kmei shoim aloi hare at la atzmecho. You can be kind of yourself. Hilka. Ka bi eved she yochel lizkoiz ba atzmoi koni. Al vasode eich yizke ba atzmoi. So Taisva says, ain li esek boch is saying, in other words, like arei at la'atzmoch, you can be zeichin yourself. That means an eved knani belongs to an odin. An eved knani be'emesin is can be zeichin in himself lule the bailis of the odin. For example, the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin ger shemeis v'niach avodim. So there's no bailis. There's no bailim now on davodim. Is gedolim konu atzman b'nei chayren. So the eved, that means the minute there's a siluk of the bailis of the yodin, they can be zeiche in themselves. That means that they're people who are b'nei kinyin, and they can be zeiche in themselves. But the bailis of the yodin prevents them to be zeiche in themselves. So the minute the ger dies, they can be zeichen themselves. So Taisva says, Hu adin, if he says, Ein li esek boch. This is another way of saying, Harei at la'atzmocho. That means that I'm not meineya from you the capabilities of being zeichen yourself. So that's what I'm telling you. Ein li esek boch. So Mela, you can do what you could do. So memele, so that is a loshen, which is enough that they can be zeichen themselves. That is if you are writing this to an eved, so the eved can be zeichen himself. But when we're speaking about a sode, we're not speaking about the other, the shutif in the sode. I'm saying ainli esek bo. I don't have any dinet dvorim ainli al soda zu ve ainli esek bo. So I'm speaking about my ownership in the soda. Now, if the soda, it'd be such a musig that a soda could be zoiche itself, fine. So then it would help, 100%. But a soda cannot be zoiche in itself. That the other shutev should be zoiche, I never wrote a shtar to the other shutev. I'm just writing, ainli eisig bo, and ainli eisig bo, if the bo is a lav baschia ba'atzma, so it's worthless. So therefore it doesn't help. Kederav kahane. So the Gemara asks, so why does it help? So the Gemara answers, no problem. The Gemara says, it's speaking about that the case of law. Now we have over here, like Kepsahul Chavgadye. Rabbi Yanai said, the case of law, vo'oida rusin. And how does this help? Kidderav Kahan, Domarav Kahanach, Lohaboloi, Lodemokemacher, or the Maslosh Leishen. And now why does this work? Or Kidderove, Amarove, Yevshkan, Srochomim, Kainzu, Shaimim Loi, Mike, Kainzu, Kidderav Une. So we have here a whole, each one is a rai on the other one, that it helps. So Rabbi Yanai brought a raya from Rav Kahane, and Rav Kahane will come soon. He brought a raya from Rove, and Rove from Ravune. About Kaponim, so Abba Rabbi Yanai is building his yesod from Rav Kahane. Vim Taima Heichi Maisi Raya the Mahani Loshen Dinu Dvorim. Shuloshen Gorua. Dilma Kolhani de Maisi Mairi Beloshen Toib. Vievshi Bo de Maisi Havi Loshen Toib ke de Muchach Beperik Basre de Krisos. Now, let us explain Taisvis Kasha. This Adap Neyeshua explains Taisvis Kasha. It seems there's different ways how to learn Pshat in this Gemara in Krisus, what Taisus brought down, but Al Koponim, this is how Taisus understood the Gemara in Krisus. I Evshibo, Taisus says, is a Loshen Siluk. I don't want it. That's a Loshen Siluk. Din Udvorim Ainli, could be, is worse than the Loshen Siluk. We'll have later the Gemara. The Gemara says, Midine Dvorim. I don't have Dine Dvorim. That means, he's only talking about Dine Dvorim. I don't have Dine Dvorim. That means I'm not even speaking about, this is not even a Loshen Siluk. It's worse than the Loshen Siluk. That's, Taisus had a Gemara in Krisus that Din Udvorim is worse than the Loshen Siluk. So Taisus is asking a pertinent question. So Taisus is asking, we're going on our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is speaking about a Loshen of Din Udvorim, which is a Loshen Gerua, which is not even a Loshen Siluk. So Rabbi Yanai says it helps as long as he said this before the Nisuin, Kidder Rav Kahane. And Rav Kahane says it helps. Now, Rav Kahane did not speak about a Loshen Geruah. Rav Kahane spoke about, Nachla Haboloi Laodom Mimoke Macher, Masnole, Ochidor Rove, and Rove Oime Yevshi Betakonis Chachomen. So we see how Rav Kahane is going with a Loshen of Yevshi. A Loshen of Yevshi is a good Loshen. It's a good Loshen Siluk. So these people are speaking about a good Loshen of Siluk. Now there's a Shaila, how does Siluk help? That's also a Shaila. That was the Kash. Good. So we see Atakonus Chomu, Tebosi, whatever it is, Siluk helps. But Rabbi Yanai has another problem. Rabbi Yanai is going on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says a Loshen Geruah, which is not even a Loshen Siluk. Din Dvorim mainly. I don't even need Din Dvorim. Nothing but to talk about. We won't talk about it. But it's not even a Lashon Siluk. So Tosfos says, so we're stuck. That's Tosfos Kash. So the Pnei Yeshua Lamaisa says, I mean, he says Pshat, so before Tosfos Teretz, so why does the Taka help? I mean, the Taka, this is Taka problem, or whatever the Teretz will be, it's a Meridika problem. This person is speaking about Dinah Dvorim, it's not even a Lashon Siluk, so the Pnei Yeshua says, the lehistalik mitakonis kachomim b'chol loshen mahani. The svaru kimin shetiknu l'teivosoi. The whole takonis l'teivosoi is b'chol to whatever he says that he doesn't need it. You don't need gehergel shainis. That means the Gemara in Krisis is speaking about, not by a takonis chachoma, we're speaking about a person wants to be misalik from certain nechosim. So then the Gemara starts talking that din the dvorim is b'chal not a loshen siluk, yev she is a loshen siluk, fine. That's the sugi in Krisis. But by us, lefi emes, that's takid emes. That why does it help over here? Since this is a takonis chachomim, so b'chol loshen mani, kibin shetiknu l'teivosoi b'chol dusag. That's the emes to emes. But we have a problem. Where do we see this? I mean, that's what Rabbi Yannai held, but he brings a raya from Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane is not speaking about this chesoron. Rav Kahane is speaking about a Lashon Siluk, which also shouldn't help, but it helps out Takanas Chachamim. But here we have a new problem. That's Tosfos Kasha. So how could the Gemara bring a raya to Rav Yannai from Rav Kahane? Rav Kahane is speaking about a good Lashon. That's Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loima. The midakama nachla haboloi laodom davke. Rav Kahane said a loshen nachla haboloi laodom mimokemach. A nachla that is coming. V'loi shebos loi kvar. It would seem that it didn't come already. It's coming. Mashmed beloshen garua mairi. So Rav Kahane is also speaking about a loshen garua. The beloshen toiv afilu bos leikfar yochel lahasnei soleil. So Taisva says that by a takonis chachomim, if it would be bos loy, then the loshen siluk would also help. And he said a tanai that is speaking about bo loy, it's coming to him. So why did he mention such a tanai? To tell us that afilu a loshen garua also helps. That is what Tosfos says. I had a kasha on Tosfos, an apella. I didn't find anyone should ask the kasha till the yella sashacha. So it's very modern. I don't know how everyone else learned the Tosfos, why it didn't bother them the kasha. Bekitza, Tosfos is telling us over here that in our Mishnah, there are two problems. There's one problem, Siluk doesn't help. We see Siluk doesn't help by, if a person has a Baila, Siluk doesn't help. Now we have a Raya from a Gemara in Krisis. Then, we have another problem, Dinu Dvorim is a Loshen Garua. That B'chlal, it's not even a Lashon Siluk, so it's... So we have Tau Tila Reyesu. So what's the Teretz? So the Teretz is that whatever the Oimek HaDvorim could be, but the Teretz is that by Atakonis Chachomim, if it's a Lashon Siluk, so then Afilo Bosloi would help. And if it's a Loshin Gerua, so, but we have here this Kugel of Takonas Chachomim, Badain Loi Boloi, so for the Loshin Gerua helps. That's a Pisazoi, that's the mechanics of the Teretz. Though we don't understand the Oimek HaDvorim, but that's the mechanics of the Teretz. Fine. So that's the mechanics of the Teretz. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Ihochi afilo nesue nami. So the Gemara is takasha nesue. It also should help. Why did you say? Why did Rabbi Yannai say it's speaking about Dafke by Naruse? Afilo nesue should also help. Afilo nesue should also help. So lochayr on this kasha, you should say I'm betaisus v'tim tzanachas. That means Rabbi, there's a big problem over here. There's a problem. He said a loshin gerua. Now loshin gerua only helps if it's anach lahaboloi liyodom. If he didn't get it yet, there's a new problem of loshin gerua. So memele, so on this loshin gerua only you need boloi. So what's the kash yochan nesu and on this the gemara says a teretz yodik 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 divim a ganze teretz ayim betaisus v'tim tzenachas that we have a new problem over here of loshin gerua, so that's what we need boloi, so nesu doesn't help. So the yelas hashacha wants to answer that the Yochi Nesu and Nami, it's also Boloi. Nesu is also Boloi. Why? Because he says, when did the Peiris become his? The Peiris become his when he's Teilish the Peiris. Kozman, he's not Teilish the Peiris are not his. Fakert, with the Tlisha, they become his. Baraya gives her a get, and the Peiris HaMechubba, she takes everything back. The Peiris become his with the Tlisha. When is it Mekha bottle that he has a koyach? When she sells it, so they gave him then a koyach that he can bottle the Mekha. But all these chusim come not with the nesuin. When the time arises and he gets these chusim. So the Yelus HaShachar wants to say, so the Gemara at hell, this is also Nachla HaBoloi. After the nesuin, it's also Boloi. So Loshen Gerua should help. So the Gemara answers, but here there's a new cheshbon of Yodai Ki Yodo, that this already, this is, and this won't help. That is the first Mahalach in Taisvis. Ulerini re daloshin didn't vorme in circle of irai de mahani. You don't know, that's no problem. The mistavru de mahani heiche de loi bo le yodoi kmoi ba'alme lishna ma'alye. That means if something is as yet not yours, so then the nedvor means I shouldn't get it. There's no problem with the loshen. If it's mine already and I say the nedvor, then it's a loshen geruas. So what do you mean? I mean the nedvor mainly, that's it. But if I didn't get it, that's poshut, it's a good loshen, it's a loshen siluk, that's no problem with the loshen. Elamaisi rai, so if it's a good loshen, so what's the problem? But there's another problem. And that's a good loshen. I didn't warm as a good loshen by before I'm getting it. There's a new problem over here. That means we're handling by a dover shaloi baloilo. That's the problem. There's a new problem of dover shaloi baloilo. And perhaps we could say, maybe this will make the Tosis more understandable. There's an Amukhi Yosef in Perek Hazeh Neshech that says that the chesoron of Leibo Leilo is the chesoron of Gemiras Das. If we're speaking about things which are as yet not Boilom, so we talk, but there's no sincerity in it since it's Leibo Leilo. So it could be over here, even though this is a siluk, you don't need a maisa kinyan afilu, but it's leibo loilo. Whatever is being done is, we're speaking about something which is as yet not on the universe. So there's a chson of gemiras das. So that's why the gemore, it helps, you see, from Afkahane. Vector Tai says this is very nice, but there's a tremendous problem. So Rabbi Yanai, of all people, does not have to bring any rayas. That it helps, because Rabbi Yanai also the makta dover shaboyim without takonas chomer, without anything. Tumenishkan toivis, the makta dover shaboyim. So memela, so we're back where we started from. So why, it's a good lotion, and all the makta dover shaboyim. So what's wrong? Mikomokim maiserai ledido. The kaim alone, they know the makne. Midaravka, we paskin, they know the makne. Rabbi Yanai said a good terzul shitosi, it's gewaldig, but the Gemara is saying, but this terz doesn't help la loch, we pass neno de makne. The didon de kam le no de makne, mi de ravkane, shoche la haknes bechi ay gab. Ole besoif, maisi raye de rove, li tein tam, why does it take a work? Eis ravkahane, let's explain the chad gadye. The Gemara brings a raya from Rav Kahane that Nachla Shabo Leilo the Mimokimach. Nachla's going to come. You could be misalik yourself. So Rav Kahane was the one that said that even though it's Leibo Leilo, it helps. And the Gemara says, and why does it help, Takir? I mean, Higufi Kashi. Als Rove. The Rove says, Yevshi B'takonis Chachomim. I see, so lemaise, the bottom shura is, since it's a takonas chachomim, so he can be mafki his baila, since the baila comes about only through a takonas chachomim. Lebsaif maise rai de rovali ten tam de yochelachneis. Las is ava bishaloi baloilam. The kibin de l'tay vasoi tiknua, the whole thing is that takonis chachomim l'tay vasoi. Yochaloi miyem shibay se taiv. Fine. Frektoisvis, so why do we need this whole chadgadye? So let's go straight to Rove. Why do you know it's kid of Rav Kahane and Rav Kahane's kid of Rove? Let's go, from Rav Kahane we don't know the reason. We have to go to Rove, so let's jump straight to Rove. So Taisu says, "Obimilse de Rove lechude loisagi b'loy milse de Rav Kahane." If the Gemara would only bring Rove without Rav Kahane, it wouldn't help. "Obimilse de Rove loishemin and shiocha lahasnis b'dove shloy b'loylam," because Rove personally never spoke about this chesoron of Yevshi betakonas chomim shaimim loy. That's what Rove says. Now he's not speaking about a dover shloy beloylo. Av al gav dekoy al milse deravune. But he said he didn't speak about a dover shloy beloylo. He's speaking about a dover shloy beloylo. He's talking about Ravune. And Ravune is speaking about Mizainis, which is loy beloylo. So what? So Taisvi says, Avgab de Karmilsa de Rabuna, Dairi bim Zaini Shloi Bo Loilom, Hossam Eino Chidish Bamasha Ein Lo Mizainis. The Otto Yesh Lo Little Mizainis Ba Kocho, Ulsheroitze Chaiseres Bo, Loi Komash Molo Rabuna Ulshechoilu Lavkia Maise Yodeho Mi Bailo. So Taisa Zamoyodik is out. Taisa says, what did Rabuna say? Yevshi betakonas chachamim shaymim lo. So in the Kegainzu, and that's Ravuna of Eini Nizainis Veini Yaisa. So Taisa says like this, Eini Nizainis is not a chiddish whatsoever. Eini Nizainis, what do you mean? You can force her to take it. I mean, so Eini Nizainis, it doesn't make a halois of Eini Nizainis. V'araya Taisa says, if tomorrow she'll say Eini Nizainis, so give him a Zainis. So, the Eini Nizainis is not a chalois hafka from the Schus Mizainis. Eini Nizainis. So what is the Chiddush of Rav of Eini Yoise? But, it's Eini Nizainis is a Metzias, but I'm not gonna work for you. Because, and no, what do you mean you're not gonna work? There's a takone. No. If it's Eini Nizainis, Eini Yoise. So the Iker Chiddush of Rav is that she can say Eini Yoise. Because the whole thing is a takonol taivoso, so she can say any oise. Any oise is not davar shaloi b'loilam. So memele, whittling it down, the chiddush of Rav and Ravun is that she can say any oise, and because it's a taivoso, she can say finished. But al kaponim, so there we don't have the chesaron of loi b'loilam. Rav Kahanis said on his own accord that you know, on Loi B'Loilom, it will help. I'm telling you. Why it'll help? Because it's a Takonos Chachomet. But that's already Rav Kahanis Ashtik Teire. So Rav Yanai, when Rav Yanai said Pshat Na'am Mishneh, Rav Yanai couldn't say, couldn't bring Rav. Rav is, so he'd bring down Rav Kahanis that said on the Nachla B'Loilom, so here they bring it from Rav Kahane, and Rav Kahane said that Rav is lomdus applies by Olei B'Loilom also. Vim Taima, Vrektaisves, B'Loi Rav Kahane Nami. Vrektaisves, I don't need Rav Kahane. You have problems with Olei B'Loilom. Lomel lo yuchel istalik b'koisav lo, Voida Rusa, why can he be mistalik? Mididahava Ashexus Voino. Trabude Bedove Sheba Moment Naikayim. There's a din that Pishas da Irisen, we can make a Tnai Bedove Sheba Moment, that there's no Chiv Shexus Voino, Bedove Sheba Moment. Rameyer nami loy polig elu mishim de kesova masna mashe koso betoiret nai botel, but adarabonon is nai kai. Frektach teisves as follows. That means lechere when you're masna manash ein lechalai shexus voino. I'm not mechuyev to you, Sheik Susfoino. Let's talk, I'm not chay mezainis to you. So, b'shas hasno, we make that there's no chiyev Sheik Sus. It's not going in the mezainis, which I'll have to give you. We are making a t'nai that the Eirisen should not be mechayiv shekzus vayna. And b'dover sheba momen, it helps. So memele, and according to Rameya, achiv minatayra doesn't help. It's master mashikos abateyra, but achiv the bonan zich helps. So let it help. Migidrei t'nai. And t'nai makes that the dinim aren't chal. So I don't have to work with the nechosim, which is loy b'loylam. The dinim, which set off the whole mechanism of his chusim, the din isn't chal. I don't get any schus. V'yesh loyma dohochi mayri ba'im elo shaloy derech tnai. Elo oyim elo din udvorim ainli b'nechsayich. So this is a beautiful teretz. I mean, if b'shas te'eresen, they would talk. They would say, amenash shloy eske b'peiris. This is... So memele, so I'm speaking that the Eirisen should not give me a schus that I should get nichsei meluk. So good, so the Eirisen doesn't give me. But there was an Eirisen stam, so everything falls automatically. Now I want to be misalik myself from that schus. That's a novishlo beleilim already, that's a problem. So that's why we need the whole geratschke, kibravkane, void. In forgetting about that it's wasn't said beloshent nai, it wasn't said b'shas teirisen. The leishi boile lesnuye masne habal havle pitume mili ba'alme. So Taisa says like this. That means whenever there is a tanai, you want to make a tanai that the nisuyin should not give you certain schusim. So, who makes the t'nai? The baldova makes the t'nai. So, the mail is like this. If she would make the t'nai, that means she's giving him schusim from her karke within the suyim. So, if she would make the t'nai, that I don't want that you should get schusim through the nisuyim in my karke, so she's the Bala Karka, she's the one that's giving him this chusim. So memele, so then, that's Hilchus Tnoim. So maybe it'll help before the Nisuin, Fartik. But he's not in the Sheirish Advorim. That means what he's saying, what she should have said, is Petumi Mili Baume. That means, if you'll say, well, he said, and she kept quiet, so that means she's also saying, Anechtiketot. If she said it, then she meant it. He's saying, let him play the, I mean, he, so Al Kochoch, what is being said is not that the Nisuim should not give him a schus shekhsusvoy, the Nisuim should not give him a schus of Peiris Nichsimuluk or all the other schusim. That is not what is being said, because if that is being said, she has to say it. He's saying, Nobshat is the Nisuin is giving, and I'm being misalik myself from that schus. Oh, so now we have a problem. Can you be misalik from a schus? That's what the Gemara bring up Kahanim. That's what Taisu says. By Delishi, by Lelasnuye, Umasne Yabal.